Jean, we're going to stick with you with story number five. This is coming out of Fortune. Fortune.com. You guys remember the old magazine, Fortune.com? I'm not even sure if they even print anymore. Do they print magazines?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. So here's the headline, Jean, and then I want you to comment. Headline. Trouble continues to mount in the office real estate sector. You can't get a loan today, in quotes. There's no liquidity in the marketplace. That is the headline. John, let me read you the first couple graphs. Richard Gottlieb has been with Keystone, a Philadelphia-based commercial real estate firm, for more than 18 years, and now he's the company's president and chief operating officer after a stint as a senior vice president. Like countless others, he attributed the distress within the office sector to the widespread shift towards remote work, which has significantly impacted the demand. Additionally, the era of inexpensive financing has come to an end, marked by the transition to an economic environment characterized by higher interest rates and stricter credit conditions. Sean, there's been a lot of talk about how basic office space and company needing floors of office space within a building. Those are the bad old days, if you will. As we go forward, nobody knows what the hell we're going to do with all this office space, other than the fact that maybe it can be repositioned as apartments. But the problem is, typically, from what I understand, is plumbing's a major issue. If you're going to put in a bunch of residences on an entire floor plate of a floor, it's going to cost a shit ton, and it's going to take a long time to do. What's your take on that, Sean? Well, what is the outlook for commercial real estate? This is something you've been following quite some time, and Oscar also alluded to it earlier. So what's the news, Sean?
Yeah, first of all, there's a bifurcation of the office market. There's like brand new, like awesome office space that allows for flexible work, that allows for teams to work together, plenty of natural light, amenities, things that'll bring people into work, gyms and daycares and restaurants and things like that. And then the other office market, the Class B and the Class C offices, those crappy buildings that were built 20, 30, 40 years ago. Who wants to go to work? Who wants to come to work, commute for an hour in Miami traffic, go to work in these some of these crappy buildings, okay? Or would you rather come to work like 2 or 3 days a week in a brand spanking new, like nice office building with cafeteria and daycare and all kinds of amenities? Corporations are doing that. So there's the really nice new office buildings that are going up in Miami. There's brand new office towers being built in Miami, in Palm Beach, in Broward County. They're getting financing. I think there's a lot of the trouble is in the older office buildings, those obsolete buildings that are crappy that people used to put up with, but now who wants to go to work in them? So there's a whole lot of those. And there are a whole lot of those here in Miami-Dade and Broward and some in Palm Beach. And those buildings, those guys are in trouble because these brand spanking new buildings are really nice. And oh, heck yeah, I'm tired of working at home. I'd like to come in a couple times a week and actually see people and be around people, work with my team and have some social interaction instead of being on Zoom 24/7. So I think there's two different office markets. And quite honestly, the buildings that are being built now, they're getting finance. We're seeing them being built here. So somebody's lending to these guys. Somebody is lending for these office buildings that are being built down here. Now, maybe South Florida is a bit of an exception because we've had an influx of corporate users. We've had an influx of companies from Wall Street and Silicon Valley. A lot of companies have moved here for tax reasons and for quality of life reasons because their CEO doesn't want to live in New York anymore or Chicago or San Francisco. So they're coming here and they're hiring and they want office space. Yeah, okay, they may now not need as much office space, but they still like to have some people come in some of the time to work in team, get together. And then these buildings that are being built, like I'm looking at one at my window right now that's about to be completed in Brickell, and it is 100% leased. Somebody's getting financing. Somebody's filling up these buildings and their technology companies. Now, Miami's a beneficiary of COVID and the move from these corporations that have realized that you don't have to be in New York, you don't have to be in Chicago or San Francisco. You can be in Miami and work here in this amazing city. So I think there's when you're reading about the troubles in the office market, you really have to slice and dice it and look at, okay, what kind of building are we talking about and where? The location and the quality and the amenities, because they're two different worlds.
Yeah, Joe, that's fascinating. It makes me wonder. some of these old medical office buildings, which have plenty of plumbing, and that seems to be the main issue associated with converting old office buildings into residential is the lack of plumbing. Some of these little small medical office buildings, I wonder if they wouldn't be perfect for small little studios or one beds or anything like that. Any thoughts before I go to Oscar, which are our last story of the night?
Yeah, everything I've read about converting office to residential is a complete non-starter.
Got it.
Just because of the expense, and it just doesn't make any sense. And it just
got it.
Architecturally, engineering-wise, everything, it just doesn't work. They just have to be torn down.